The 2009 Chinook quota is 48,800 more fish than last year. Gordy Williams is special assistant to the commissioner's office for the Department of Fish and Game. He says last year's quota was 170,000 Chinook,
which was the lowest quota we had seen since the late 90s. This year, we're seeing a little uptick in that, and a lot of it has to do with ocean conditions off of Washington and Oregon and lower BC, which have improved over the last couple of years.
Williams says there's also been better water management on the Columbia River hydro system and a lot of work in the Northwest on habitat restoration.
And we're hopeful, and I think we're seeing some results from that, improving the survival of fish.
William says Chinook salmon go through cycles in abundance, and that's why this abundance-based system is better than the fixed treaty quotas that were implemented in 1985 and lasted through the early 90s.
So this is a better system, and again, this level is not what we saw in the mid-2000s, where we actually had a harvest level of over 400,000 fish. But we're encouraged to see the numbers starting to go back up, and hope that that'll start of the trend.
The way the allocation breaks down between the different gear groups is established according to the management plan specified by the Board of Fisheries.
So that's 161,637 for the commercial troll, 40,409 for the sport fisheries, and 16,754 for the commercial net fisheries. But there's various aspects of those that will be covered in subsequent announcements coming out here soon.
Alaska hatchery salmon are not factored into the abundance index and may be harvested in addition to the treaty limit. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.